Supplemental reading. Women in World Politics. If we watch the TV news, it seems like all of the world's leaders are old men in dark suits. So when we see a powerful woman in politics, she is likely to get our full attention. One of the most famous female politicians, Margaret Thatcher, recognized that the world was watching her and judging all female politicians. When she first became England's Prime Minister in 1979, she said, "A great deal, I think, on the future of women at the top will depend on how I do." Benazir Bhutto became the first woman Prime Minister of an Islamic state when she was elected to lead Pakistan in 1988. She believed her success came from being a woman. She said, "I do think women use language differently from the way in which men use language. I think women tend to deal with the issues and, therefore, tend to go straight to the point without attempting to safeguard their own egos." Chandrika Kumaratunga was born into a political family. Both of her parents served as Prime Minister of Sri Lanka, and her mother was the world's first female Prime Minister. Kumaratunga became President of Sri Lanka in 1994. She felt women could excel at politics, where there is a dedicated, honest, and sincere woman somewhere at the top. She can bring in a much more human touch and a much more practical approach to problems, and that's very important in politics.